Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. For the regular viewers of the live broadcast, as well as the listeners to the online audio and podcast, apologize if you've been searching for yesterday's episode. Used up all of my voice on Sunday, and yesterday morning there just wasn't enough of it left to even attempt the devotion and broadcast. But back today, and hopefully this will go well, and we'll be back into the normal routine. Going to be talking and praying this week about restoring the broken. And how God restores us when we're broken, when we're brokenhearted, when we're simply broken down. And yesterday's topic in the weekly prayer guide would have been on being restored to joy. But today we're going to talk more about being restored to life. And sometimes it just feels like life has been drained out of us, that the troubles of life, the troubles of this world, the troubles that we encounter, the troubles that we get ourselves into, all accumulate and we feel overwhelmed. We feel broken. We feel crushed. And I love this verse out of Psalm 51, verse 12. Yep, that was yesterday's verse, but we'll go ahead and read it. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. A lot of power in that verse, and we'll talk a little bit about that today as well. But today I want to look at Psalm 71, verse 20. Though you have made me see troubles, many and bitter, you will restore my life again from the depths of the earth. You will again bring me up. As the psalmist writes here, and there's this acknowledgement that God has been in the midst of the troubles. And even an assignment of responsibility, if you will, that in fact it was, well, it was their view that God brought about the trouble, has made him see many troubles. And as I read that, I think, how many times do we want to blame God, or at least assign responsibility to him for the troubles that we experience? And many times when we do that, we find ourselves in this trap that we can't get out of. And there are times, I believe, that God leads us through troubles. God shows us, in a sense, the troubles that we encounter for the very purpose of drawing us back to him. And I'm not convinced that God necessarily causes the troubles that we experience, at least not to the extent that sometimes we want to think. But he uses them. I think of the story of Joseph and rising to power in Egypt and being able to rescue his family, the family that would become the nation of Israel. The troubles of being thrown in a pit by his, excuse me, by his brothers, of being sold into slavery, of being falsely accused and put into prison, being forgotten. Many troubles that you could say God had shown him. but many troubles that God used. When his brothers finally show up in Egypt years later wanting food, not realizing it was Joseph, the one that they had mistreated, the one that they had sold into slavery, the one that they had left for dead, not really caring. It was his wisdom that God had given him that made the statement, what you meant for harm, what you meant for evil, God has used for good. And when I think about being restored to life, I think about the troubles that we face and the promise of God that he will not waste them if we're willing to turn to him, if we're willing to seek him, if we're willing to acknowledge our need for him. And however you want to interpret and read that line about God showing him, God making him see trouble, sometimes it's simply God opening our eyes to force us to see the trouble that we've got ourselves into. How many times as parents do we need to do that with our children to help them to see the trouble that's coming their way if they continue with the decisions they're wanting to make? Or to see how their decisions led them to the trouble they're currently in? You could easily say we make them see many troubles. And in a sense, that was the purpose of God's law. That was the purpose that we've been given his word. It's so that it would reveal to us, it would become that schoolmaster, that teacher that shows us just how wrong, just how sinful we are, just how much in need of a Savior that we are. And what an incredible promise that God will restore us to life. That when he makes us see, when our eyes are open to the troubles that we have faced, we ought to realize that those troubles of life, those troubles of sin, lead to death. And while that can be very discouraging, if it ends there, the promise of God that when we are broken, when we are brokenhearted and broken in spirit, that when we turn to God, he is the one who can and will and does restore us to life. I said I'd get back to the verse from yesterday about being restored, having our joy restored. And part of that promise of God, part of that direction of that request of restoring joy dealt with God granting us a willing spirit. And I think that carries over into this restoration of life. Are we willing to receive it? Are we willing to submit, to obey, to walk in step with God? And so many times we want, but we don't want to pay the price. We would love to have our joy restored, but we're not willing to walk in obedience with God's word. We're not willing to turn away from the things that have, well, that have stolen our joy. And that willing spirit says, I understand. I may not understand the troubles, But I understand why God has helped me to see them, to make me see them, to clarify them for me. So that I would return to Him, so that I would have my life restored. And what an incredible promise from God. That as He renews that willing spirit. At different times when the psalmist will write about this, he'll talk about a willing spirit. He'll talk about a steadfast spirit. He'll talk about a right spirit. And it's really all about aligning our will with God. And we can be restored to life in the midst of any brokenness. When we turn to God and we allow Him to use all that was involved in breaking us down for good. And sometimes the good is that we are now equipped to help others. We have now experienced things that we did not want to experience, things that were troubles in our life, things that we would have given almost anything to avoid. And whether you look at it as God allowing you to see those troubles or God making you see those troubles, His goal all along is to equip us, to mold us into the image of Christ, to prepare us for works of service. And sometimes there's so much in our life that needs realigned. That for some of us, at least, it's the troubles that force us to endure that realignment process. And as we go through it, it can be difficult to see. I mentioned that Sunday in the message about the faithfulness of God. And when things are well and when we're gathered with believers and we're singing and worshiping God, it's easy to proclaim that God is faithful, that He's always been faithful. But it's in the midst of the brokenness, it's in the midst of the troubles that well doubt creeps in. We forget, we're blinded by that which is immediate that causes us not to see that which is eternal. And so we walk together so that we can comfort one another, we can encourage one another, we can lift up the brokenhearted. And we can know that regardless of the troubles that we've seen, God's desire is to restore us to life. And not just a life that lasts 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years. A life that lasts eternally. A life that's lived for Christ and in Christ. Do spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. Your love has shown us many things. Things that we enjoy, things that we like, things that we seek out. But it's also shown us things that will make us uncomfortable. Your love shows us the trouble that we've gotten ourselves into, the trouble that sin has caused. The trouble that's designed to make us realize our need for You. To cause us to turn back. To cause us to not only seek, but to receive that restoration of life in the midst of our brokenness. So God, today, as we live life, as we experience, even as we experience trouble of any kind, we know that James writes and tells us that we should view trouble as a good thing when we face trials of many kinds, because it produces perseverance, because it produces character, because it produces faith, because it produces a faith that leads to life eternal. So, Father, whatever the troubles that we face today, may we look at them with a big picture view. May we not become so overwhelmed in the details that we give up. But Father, may we look for those that you've put into our life to help us, and may we look for those that you've put into our life that we are supposed to be helping. So God, may we live life. The brokenness that we experience and that we don't want, that we don't like, that we would rather just not go through. May we see you in the midst of it. May you show us your presence, even as our eyes see the troubles. May we be more aware than we ever have been of how those troubles are helping to shape us and to equip us to help others. And Father, as we serve today, as we live life, may we live with a restored life, an eternal life, a life that overcomes. And as we encounter the brokenhearted, may we love them enough to share with them the good news. Not in a condescending way, not in a know-it-all kind of way, but in a way that is clear, in a way that expresses our journey, in a way that brings hope. So, Father, today, may we be very diligent about living that life that you've restored us to. And as we live that life, may we be deliberate about lifting up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time. Still working on a little bit of a rough voice, I guess, but we made it through. Hopefully it wasn't too painful for you. But I do pray that today, your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.